Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry scores. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from York and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Pitlock moves to third. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. York reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Harder reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harder scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trosky. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Mel Harder. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Yurk and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-3 in the game. Auker hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. JoJo White now playing left field. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.